Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show, special edition, all focused on the one and the only, Ray Parker Jr., who you best know as the voice of the Ghostbusters theme song. He's Ain't Afraid of No Ghost, and Bustin' makes him feel good, and we know that. Ray Parker Jr., born?
Detroit.
What day?
I don't know. Ooh. October 31st, that would be very...
Ooh, wow. So
wouldn't
not
that be
close.
Fun? No. Yeah.
When do you think Ray Parker is born?
December 7, 1960.
Okay, Whip?
I am going to go with... I don't know.
He takes it so seriously.
This is...
Wait. Hang on. Oh, your mic's not in there.
I didn't say anything.
There you
yet.
Are. Okay, good. We're not going to edit that out.
I'm going to say he was born in 1950. I'm going to total make a guess at the date of June 14th.
You're pretty close on the date. May 1st, but 1954.
Oh, really?
That's right. Early life, born in Detroit. Mm-hmm. He's got two siblings, his brother Opalton and his sister Barbara. Wow. He attended Angel Elementary School, where his music teacher, Alfred T. Kirby, inspired him to become a musician. He's a 1971 graduate of Detroit's Northwestern High School.
Yes.
He was in, before you read any further, I will just say he was in Stevie Wonder's band at the beginning of the 70s when, wow. If we're going to get real deep on this, that was some of the most kick-ass music ever made ever in the early 70s by Stevie Wonder, and Ray Parker Jr. was in his band.
Like
at
Superstitious?
That time?
Exactly. Oh, good.
He was featured as the guitarist on Stevie's funk song, Maybe Your Baby, from the Talking Book album.
Maybe your baby done made some other plans. That's how that goes.
Wow. Yeah.
A country version of that. Yeah,
that's right.
And the Toothless version. Did you do a Toothless version on
well.
That?
So he then went on tour with Stevie as his lead guitarist when they opened for the Rolling Stones on the tour in 72.
So I think I've said this on the air before, and it sounds nuts, but just try it. If you go to YouTube and Google Stevie Wonder Superstition on Sesame Street, it is outstanding, and Ray Parker Jr. is... The guitarist.
He's playing the guitar on that one?
I can't tell if you're like being over the top.
I'm being 100% serious, and I mean every word of all this. I'm saying it in a silly way, but I am 100% serious that I mean it.
Okay, I believe you.
Now, the rest of this is going to be surprising to Nikki and Violetta, but apparently not to Whip. Now, after working with Stevie, Ray Parker Jr. went on to work with and write songs for The Carpenters.
Ooh.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah. What?
The Supremes, Aretha.
Wow.
Bill Withers, Jean-Luc Ponty, The Temptation, Boz Scaggs.
Wow, this is like the 70s just threw up in here.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, Herbie Hancock, Tina Turner, and Diana Ross.
Wow.
I decided to leave off Bill Cosby. Then in 1977...
It was the 70s.
Yeah. I can't really remember it.
The peak of Bill's powers.
Right.
In 1977, Ray created an R&B supergroup named...
Ray-Dio.
That's right.
So he had Ray Parker Jr. and Ray-Dio. He loved himself so much, he had, hey, it's me and a band where my own name is half the word of the band.
Their first big hit came in 78. The song was called Jack and Jill. It hit number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Please,
the
follow-up hit. I want to know how that goes.
Yep. Jack and Jill?
I believe it was like Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water or something like that. Then they had sex.
Aren't they brother and sister?
Are they? I didn't know that.
Ray had no idea.
Sorry, Chris. Keep going.
After that, they had the follow-up hit, You Can't Change That.
Yeah, that one's the one I had the 45 of in the 70s.
Then that came out in 79. Now, in 80, the group became officially known as Ray Parker and Ray-Dio group.
There you go.
That's when they had an album.
He had his name in there twice.
Yeah, there wasn't enough Ray in there.
They had an album called Two Places at the Same Time in 1980 and A Woman Needs Love in 81. Both went gold. In 81, Parker produced the hard funk single Sweat Till You Get Wet.
I do not remember that. I think that was probably banned on the radio that I listened to.
That was done by Brick, though.
Oh, my God, really?
Then he went solo and, of course, became most well-known for for the 1984 song Ghostbusters, which brought us to where we're at today. Mm-hmm. He was nominated for an Academy Award, but he lost to his old bandmate, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, it comes almost full circle.
Who wrote, I just called to say I love you for The Woman in Red. That's Stevie Wonder who beat Ray Parker Jr.'s Ghostbusters.
It came full circle, wow. Not to be confused with In Square Circle, which was the name of Stevie Wonder's album in 1985.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know who
this
sued?
Is insane.
Do you know who sued?
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's the Want a New Drug.
Yes.
Huey Lewis.
That's right.
There I you remember go. That.
Yep.
And finally, most recently, in 2022, Ray Parker Jr. competed on season 8 of The Masked Singer, appearing as Sir Bugaboo.
And didn't he just the other day do the classroom instruments thing with like Bill Murray and
oh that
and
sounds
Jimmy
right
Fallon.
I bet on Fallon
might have.
Like
I
to promote this new
yeah.
Ghostbusters
right.
So we're bringing it all to the modern day. It's a very current conversation.
And you are and you are correct, he is not related to, I almost said Gordie Howe by the way, which even would have been more confusing.
Right. Are you sure?
Barry Gordy
right but, or Tony Parker
or
the
Tony Parker
but I'm gonna do after this is look up Jack and Jill because I want to know if they ended
right?
up having
yeah,
sex
do they but get Rockwell up that pail of water and get after it. We may never know.
I think they did.
He is related to Parker Posey, though.
Yeah,
so we know that.
And the Parker brothers, the
video game, the board game
the
guys.
Board games. Yeah, that's why he's wealthy enough to have not had a hit in 40 years, but he's still fine.
If you are still listening to this,
yes.
Bless your soul, bless
yep.
your sweet
God
sweet
bless
soul.
You. All right, that's it. Ray Parker Jr., thanks for listening. He keeps himself on a Google alert. And we will be back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Listen to the Morning Mix weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix or with our free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And have a great weekend with The Mix.